This is Al Simpson. Bill Clinton is still caught in the draft and can't seem to find his way out of the blast. In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, Americans really aren't so concerned with Clinton's lack of military service. Many did that. They just don't like their intelligence being insulted by his slick attempts to sweep the draft-dodging question under the rug. Ted, the hard evidence against Clinton keeps piling up. The Army colonel who Clinton thanked for, quote, saving him from the draft, recently accused Slick Willie of premeditated deceit, and I quote, purposely defrauding the military. Not quite a pat on the back there, eh, pal? It looks like the obsession here was to sell his soul to protect what Clinton himself called his political viability. Ted, Americans expect a much higher standard of candor and honesty from their commander-in-chief, a standard that Clinton doesn't come close to. ROTC, eh? He was neither an officer nor a gentleman in this sad deception.
Al, the country's tired of all those Republican negative attacks on Bill Clinton's draft record. You're making a mountain out of a molehill. You're desperate to take people's minds off the real election issues, the economy, health care, the nation's direction for the future. The bottom line on Bill Clinton and the draft is clear. He planned to join the ROTC, but in the end, he signed up for the draft. He could easily have been called up for service in Vietnam. A lot of young men were in those difficult years. But he got a high number in the lottery, 311, and was never called to serve. No one with a draft lottery number above 195 was inducted. Keep stirring that issue all you want, Al. You can't change those facts. It's a transparent tactic to divert attention from the other issues. But you can't fool the voters, Al. The economy's the issue. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off next on health reform. Piecemeal or comprehensive? Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.